started pretending that love was a myth from a book. I was so sure I was destined to live my life with him. Goodbye to the ones that tried their hand.
Listeners, oh, a little bit of a frog in my throat. Sorry. This is Mia. You're listening to Take a Bite on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This episode, I don't want to say episode. This hour of Take a Bite is about spring. But if you're in the area, you will know that that's not very fitting for today because it's cold and rainy and disgusting. But nonetheless, I'll be playing some songs that I think embody spring and that I've asked other people who think that, who have feelings of spring that are translated through these songs. So that was Be Free. That was one of my picks. I think it's more of a, like, beginning of spring type transition thing. I feel like in doing these shows, I've realized that I personally think of music like I translate the songs. The feelings that I feel in listening to songs into like physical a physical embodiment of the feelings, which I don't think is necessarily what everyone does when they listen to music, but I'm just like a little bit weird and extra like that. So that last one, I think it, for me, is like moving from like cold, sad winter and kind of like shedding that layer and like the beginnings of spring, like you're able to see them in the world, something like that. I don't know, I'm just blabbing, but yeah, I'm excited about this. I think that it'll raise the spirits a little bit, at least my own, because the rain outside in this week has been not so fun. But I hope everyone's having a fantastic day nonetheless. I'm so excited that you've decided to tune in today. The next one is April Come She Will by Simon and Garfunkel, which, of course, obviously spring, so very obviously spring. This is a pick from my mom, so thank you, Mom. Yeah, and then we'll head on in.
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walk she'll prowl the night. July she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn winds blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
Swallows in the windless field, very thin, with your mother. is a pale green tree, very wild. Bread is winter, rising with a prism key. Any child to deliver, taken with the blood and vine is the first little angel.
That one is another one of my picks. Well, before that was Simulation Swarm by Big Thief. Just such a good one. I'm a huge fan of Adrian Lenker and Big Thief, so I think a lot of their music is very spring-like. But what is spring, even? Good question. I don't have an answer to that, but I was looking up, you know... Well, actually, I was just looking up Punxsutawney Phil because that's, I mean, not that I associate spring with Punxsutawney Phil. I just think that that's like a marker of, I mean, obviously it's a marker of spring. Anyway, the point is, I was doing some research and apparently, this is just a fun fact for you. In 1942, what did they call it? Like the, prediction, yeah, the prediction made, like, in accordance to, like, his shadow or not his shadow, was neither early spring nor six more weeks of winter, but it was, quote, war clouds have blacked out parts of the shadow, which I really don't know what that means, and maybe I have to do more research about that. Oh, it was during World War II, But, like, what is a war cloud? Like, was it there? I don't know. I'm very confused, but that was interesting to me. Also, that, like, in general, it's usually 6 more weeks of winter, and he has an 80% accuracy rate, which is kind of lit. Like, this groundhog is lit. But that was interesting. I don't know what that really means for us today. It's supposed to be early spring, but to me, it doesn't really seem like it. Anyway, I'm going to keep doing some Wikipedia deep dives, and I'll let you know what I find out. The next song is Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac, and after that is Natural by Shelley.
Love.
have to come back and fact check myself. Because, well, first of all, I didn't know that Punxsutawney Phil was only the groundhog, the official groundhog for, like, I mean, he's in Pennsylvania, but, like, I don't think that his decision counts for anywhere else, necessarily. Apparently, there's a official groundhog in Alberta, Ohio, some other place in Canada, Georgia, New York, Colorado, you know. So, I'm not, yeah. So, sorry, Punxsutawney Phil. I wasn't trying to hate. And also, maybe I am trying to hate because his accuracy is actually between 35 and 41%, not 80%. So, he's lacking. Anyway, back to spring. I found in, like, asking people for these songs that I just didn't, like, realize that people feel spring differently depending on where they grew up and, like, in different places, which obviously makes sense, but it's such, like, a concrete kind of feeling for me, and it wasn't the same for other people, which was pretty interesting to hear. But I think that hopefully the songs that I picked and collected kind of convey the, like, this type of feeling of, like, a newer beginning that, like, is kind of like you're coming out of a hibernation of winter, and like the things that are associated with spring, you know, like flowers and green and nice weather, whatever, can, like, invoke this kind of, like, uplifting of, I don't know, body, spirit, mind, soul, whatever, whatever floats your boat. So yeah, but that was interesting to me that, you know, people don't necessarily, like, have that same idea in their head as I do, but hopefully through the music I'm trying to convey what I'm feeling. The next song is Spring by San Etienne, and then Bound by the Ponderosa Twins.
Bad times that you had.
I've chosen, well, naturally have chosen, a spring adjacent PSA for you. Here's the educational part of my show. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear and have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. Get outside, everyone. I mean, you can get outside in the rain, too. I just feel like, at least for me, it doesn't produce the same kind of endorphins. But yeah, do that, especially when it's spring. This is why, like, it's just such a special feeling to me to have, like, I don't know, maybe a week ago, it was like 60-something degrees, maybe not even 59 degrees. And I went out and sat on Prez Lawn. It was the first nice day. It was so exciting. And maybe to other people, it's not as exciting as it is to me, but the feeling of being able to, like, enjoy outside in the ways that you're supposed to is just, it's just so good. So that's why I was so excited to do this show. And I am so excited for the weather to be nice and for myself to be able to go to Mystic Lake. You know, do all the fun, cute things. Yeah. Okay. The next song is Buttons. Whoa. Buttons by Mejia, I think. And then Sunshine Baby by The Japanese House. Obviously, I had to put a Japanese House song in my set, as per usual. That is actually a recommendation from Bergen, my sweet mate. So thanks, Bergen. Yeah. Out of my head.
I'm a runaway. Just now I feel alright. That's why. You push all of my buttons all the time.
Dad.
stop talking. I've stopped interrupting the songs and started letting them speak for themselves. But also because I always just run out of time. And I don't know how. But anyway, that last song was Ally by Noso. Noso is such a good artist. I would definitely recommend checking them out. And before that was Electric Indigo by the Paper Kites. I had something interesting to say. Oh, another one of my fun facts about spring. I mean, this is not a fun fact. It's just I was Wikipedia-ing some more. I was like, oh, interesting. Like, why is spring called spring? Which I feel like it's, like, generally self-explanatory. Like, spring means, like, to leap forward or, to, like, to jump, grow forward or something. I don't know. And that's what, like, is happening to the world when it gets warmer. But further than that, it apparently derives the word... Okay, wait. The word spring derives from Old English springon, which means just that, to spread, to grow, to burst forth, fly up, which makes sense. But it's just interesting how we just create these words and things that mean what they say. Anyway, I have a couple more songs left. I'm trying to fit them in. I'll come back on to say, to sign off, but thank you all for listening. This next one is Song in My Head by Madison Cunningham.
There's a song in my head, oh, a line that never stops playing. I'm not sure how it ends. I can't remember when I heard what you were saying. I'll make the best out of the worst. I'll make up half the should ever been, I've never heard, because it hurts to be on the outside looking in. Well, I do my best to listen, but I'm uncomfortable with too much silence. From the passenger seat, you said, what does that mean? I said, I'm learning to live with the violence, violence, but I'm not the kind that wants to be.
maybe you thought I hung the moon, and maybe we thought we were Johnny and June. Maybe we thought it was just us two. Maybe we spoke too soon. We never lie and we don't tell tales. We bite our tongues and our fingernails. We fall in love and we don't fall out. Maybe we speak too soon. Here's you and me, and in between we draw. Maybe it's all we can stand. Maybe we walk through the world as ghosts. Break my own heart before you can. Here's you and me, and in between we draw a line, but we can't see where it's been. We scratch our heads. Maybe it's not even about us. We both retreat to opposing stands, and the love lives on without us. One thing I know for sure is love will find a way. Love will find a way. We draw a line, but we can't see where it's been. We scratch our heads and rage against the heart's content. Oh, 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 oh. You.
Decided your face was the one I